Sound of Nathan Sykes on 88 FM at 7.5 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. And once again, we welcome our friends from Tops at Lifestyle to the studio with a very special guest. It's Eamon Dowling and Valencia Maguaza in the house. And today, introducing Emil Kustinger from Anura Vineyards. Welcome to you all, folks. Lovely to have you along.
Thanks, Dave.
Just looking at the bottle of Anura 2020 Shiraz. More Verde. I mean, it's an interesting. Gee, what can I tell you? It sounds unpronounceable to me. Anura Syrah More Verde Carringa. I can't even begin to say it. But possibly this is where Emil, you come in. Welcome to you.
Thank you very much, Dave.
What are we tasting today? This is a very special one. I can see from the number of awards on the bottle. It's got a platter award. It's got a whole bunch of gold and all sorts of other medallions attached to it. It looks very posh, and I presume it is. Tell us about it.
Yeah, look, the Shiraz Mourvèdre Carignan is, in France, they call it the Rhône-style blend. So mainly because obviously it comes from the Rhône area, the famous Shiraz. But at Anura, we have a beautiful block of Shiraz. So, to say something a little bit maybe about Anura. Anura is situated between Stellenbosch and Paarl on the Simondium Road. We are the first farm. Then after us is many farms like Babylon Stone, Rupert and Rothschild. On the end is Fred and Lust. So very competitive neighbors we have there. And the whole valley is on the back is the beautiful Simonsberg Mountain and the Shiraz block is very famous in this area.
Indeed. It's very famous here as well.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. Yeah. I just wanted to ask you a question. Could you say, I'll be back?
I'll be back.
You see, Arnold Schwarzenegger is in the house.
Yes. Not all.
But unfortunately, I didn't bring a gun. Huh?
Well, I just have gathered, obviously, you're from a very exotic part of the world. That's lovely. How did you come to South Africa?
Well, that's a long story. I came here on holiday 82, and I always wanted to emigrate in Germany. We know all the weather is not that great. Even I was born in Munich, in a lovely part, in the southern part, surrounded from the Alps and everything. So, but still, and when I came 82 to South Africa, I said, wow. And what impressed me the most were the people. I have never met in my life so many friendly and helpful people. Like I have always a saying, you know, in my 38 years since I'm here, happily, I have never seen once a woman who changes their tire. Never. Oh. I have seen. Oh. When a woman stands somewhere, somebody helps straight away. So, and I was here, then I came back in 83 to look again, you know, certain parts. Then I went in the Kruger Park, I went to Durban, obviously I was in Johannesburg. And then I decided I emigrated. In 84, on the 13th of January, I came to South Africa. Obviously, here first I was in Johannesburg, and then I was running a lot of restaurants, like Gary Blair's, daughter's place, Jenny, Casalinger, and then I went down to the Cape. And then the owner from Anura, he heard about me, I'm running very well restaurants, so I came to Anura.
Oh.
So I'm already 19 years at Anura. I do the exports, but lately our local sales are going up every year tremendously. I'm very proud about that. After the lockdown, we all know.
Well, I was going to ask you, things have recovered, have they, after lockdown?
Definitely. On the local market, I must say, the exports, they're still limping, and the reason for that is, even if I speak to my Swiss, my Belgium importer, is they haven't got the waiters, that they haven't got chefs anymore. You know, like my importer in Germany, they have 25 big trucks. Five are standing in the court, no driver. They haven't got driver.
Well, obviously, it's good to hear that tourism is doing well, that the vineyards are doing good business, and that your restaurants are doing well. And now we're going to talk about this rather exclusive-looking bottle of Anura Shiraz. Apparently, and I'm just going to read the tasting notes, because generally our listeners want to hear the sizzle, you know, that not necessarily what the steak is made about. How does it sound? So it's a powerful combination of black cherry, mulberry, and black currant flavors combined with a subtle fragrance of dried peaches and star anise. Complex and smooth palate with a wonderfully long finish of spice, cigar box, and dried fruits. Pairing suggestions include grilled meats, tomato-based pasta and stews, and mature cheese and venison. So this obviously is I mentioned last week that we've been tasting a lot of white wines, which is probably lovely, you know, for our summer's day with a light pasta, etc. But my favorite is the full-bodied red. Yeah. And now today, my dream has come true. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a little taste while we play just a touch of music, and then we'll come back and see whether indeed the wine description matches what we've actually experienced in the studio. So stay with us, folks. We won't be long.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on. Show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waited on a line of
waited on a line
just to be the next to be with you.
Build up your confidence so you can be on top for once. Wake up, who cares about little boys that talk too much? I've seen it all go down. Your game of love was all ran down. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold.
I'm the one who
I'm the one.
Wow, well, there it is, folks. I wish you were here in the studio. I really do. I wish we were doing one of those special magic tricks where we were turning not water into wine but one bottle into many so that we could share it with you, because this is really, it's exceptional. It really, I mean, firstly what the description gave us, those complex and smooth a palate, the subtle fragrance of dried peaches and star anise, and the combination of black cherry, mulberry, and black currant flavors, it's all there. But I think, Emil, as you were pointing out, nothing is overpowering. Mm. There is not. To what do you attribute that?
Mm. Yeah, look, I definitely want to say that's a very nice balanced wine. Mm. So the reason for that is obviously the wines, the Shiraz, the Mourvèdre, and the Carignan were separately made. So only just before bottling, the winemaker, Stander Maas, he's deciding the proportion. And obviously, sometimes you have a year where the Shiraz is very spicy. So that's why he found, I think, the ideal balance. It's such a balanced wine. Also the long finish, you know. When the wine you swallow down and it still, it comes back all the time. And for me, what is interesting on the wine is every time you have a sip or whatever, you taste something different.
Yeah.
You know, what shows me the complexity from the wine and what brilliant wine it is.
And as a restaurateur, I presume you'd have no hesitation in recommending this particular bottle with any of your, well, we were talking about meat dishes particularly.
Yeah.
What on your recommendation would be particularly good to pair with the Anura?
Well, I guess, you know, because the acidity and everything from the wine, I think a stew with a tomato-based stew, and it takes a little bit of pep, you know, because it has quite nice spices from the Shiraz.
Yeah. Mm.
So that would complement the food in the wine, I would guess. It would work for me the best. I wouldn't say cheese, because obviously, you know, you have, as we all know, we have plain cheese, we have strong cheese or whatever, you know, they can be overpowering. So that's why I guess a good homemade stew, that would make the trick.
So this is this would be a real opportunity for you to maybe push the boat out a little bit with the wine, and make a stew with love, but it doesn't have to be an expensive meal.
No.
You add the value with the bottle of Anura, and you've got yourself an experience that you're going to enjoy for the night for sure, but the memory will linger. Eamon, Valencia, you've got this in stock right now, I presume.
That's correct.
Yes, sir,
is there going to be a tasting at any stage?
The weekend, Saturday
this weekend.
And Sunday, we'll be tasting between 12 and 2 on both days, Dave.
I think I'm going to be there by that. What is it to retail at, roughly?
It's $2.99, Dave.
Okay.
So it is a premium.
So it's a good wine.
It's a very good wine. It's a premium wine from Anura, and it's absolutely stunning. It came to my note last year when we sent Amanda down on a trip down to Cape Town, and Amanda visited Anura and met Emil, who I've known for many years, and she came back with this wine and told me about this wine. So we brought it up last year. Emil sent it up to us from the farm for us to try it, and since then it's just gone.
So it's been on the shelves for since last year.
Going strong. Very, very well. It's an absolute stunning blend. You can't beat it.
And I presume it's not available everywhere. So you make a trip to Lifestyle Center in Bolita, is where we're broadcasting from right now. Tops at Lifestyle has a good supply of this really excellent. It's the Anura Shiraz. How do you pronounce it, Emil? Give us a rundown.
Shiraz Mourvèdre Carignan.
Mourvèdre Carignan.
Yeah.
There we go.
Of course, Carignan and Mourvèdre, they come mainly from Spain. So Shiraz, you get often see very, very good ones in France, no doubt about, but not for that price. I tell you right now.
You're getting a real treat at a price that South Africans, look, it's a caliber, it's a quality wine, it's a pedigree, at a price that is a special occasion, possibly for some, but of course for the rich and famous like you, you come in and buy a couple of cases, why don't you? Get it while it's hot, and of course don't forget there's this weekend, between 12 and 2, Saturday and Sunday, you can pop into Tops and Lifestyle and have a little taste. And if you're not convinced then there is no pleasing you. I'm sorry about that. So thank you so much to my special guests, our regulars from Tops and Lifestyle, the lovely Magwaza. Valencia Magwaza, Emma Darling, and our very special new friend, Emil Kunstinger, from Anura Vineyards in the fairest Cape. I hope you're not going to be a stranger. We'd love to get you back in the studio sometime soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to present Anura wines in your studio at the Lifestyle in Bolita. And hopefully we have time one day and we can have a bottle on our own.
There we go. Oh, say no more. Thank you again. And if you missed the conversation and are fascinated to find out more, it'll be on Catch Up. By the end of the show, we'll have loaded it on our podcast, Catch Up platform. You'll be able to send it around the world if you want to, or just listen to it at your leisure. You're tuned to The Afternoon Show on 88 FM, 20 minutes past 4.